This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Central forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid the debate over the Agnipath scheme, the central forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of central forces such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. Director General CISF Neena Singh has said the Home Ministry has taken a big step of recruiting ex-Agniveers in Central Armed Police Forces. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case on the 25th of last month. Four persons, including the principal and vice principal of Oasis School, Hazaribagh, were sent to Patna Beur Jail after completion of CBI remand. The CBI arrested them on June the 28th from Hazaribagh in NET paper leak case. They were brought to CBI headquarters, Delhi, for intensive interrogation. The principal was the co-coordinator of schools of Hazaribagh, while the vice principal was center superintendent of Oasis School. During investigation, it was found that a partially burnt question paper seized from the Khemni Chak Place School in Patna matched with the question paper received from the National Testing Agency, and the series of that question paper had been sent to the examination centre at the Oasis School in Kallu Chowk, Hazaribagh. Chief economic commentator at an English daily Financial Times, Martin Wolf, has estimated India to be a superpower by 2047. In a newspaper column, the London-based economist Mr. Wolf said, with four times more population, India will match the economic output of the US by 2047. He said, if India's GDP were to grow even at 5% a year by 2047 and US GDP were to grow at 2.3%, India's economy would equal that of the US in purchasing power parity terms. Gujarat has recorded 26% of the average seasonal rainfall so far. According to State Emergency Operations Center, Saurashtra has received the highest 36% of the average seasonal rainfall, followed by Kutch and South Gujarat. East Central Gujarat has received the lowest 16% rainfall so far. Meanwhile, more than 100 tehsils across the state received medium to light showers during the last 24 hours. Many parts of Valsad and Surat in South Gujarat received more than 3 inches rainfall during the last 24 hours. The IMD has predicted light to moderate accompanied by thunderstorm in the south and north Gujarat in the next 3 days. In Assam, the flood situation has improved further, but more than 2,500 villages of 86 revenue circles across 26 districts are still reeling under the flood, and over 39,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. There is no report of loss of human life due to flood during the last 24 hours. The rivers Brahmaputra, Burhidihing, Disang and Kushiara are flowing above the danger level. The Enforcement Directorate has detained Karnataka former Minister B. Nagendra in the money laundering case today. The Ballari Rural Assembly constituency MLA from Congress was taken into custody today morning in Bengaluru to probe the alleged scam in the Karnataka Maharshi Valmiki Scheduled Tribes Development Corporation, where funds worth 187 crore rupees were transferred illegally. It is alleged that 88.62 crore rupees out of the total amount was moved to various accounts held by IT companies and a Hyderabad-based cooperative bank, among others. In Wimbledon tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will take on Daniel Medvedev in the men's singles semi-finals in London this evening. Third-seeded Spaniard Alcaraz, a three-time major winner, reached the last four stage with a win over Tommy Paul of the United States. And with that, we end this news bulletin.